Ryan Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Very from Angeles. She wanted to get her husband, Charlie, and they had some stuff going out to the donation truck, you know?
Sure.
So I'm going to call Charlie to let him know we got his donation, but we also may have emptied out his man room.
Hello?
Hey, trying to reach Charlie.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, Charlie. Winston Smith from the... We got a donation truck at your place.
Oh, yeah, man. How you doing, man? Everything good?
Yeah. Your wife, Angela, showed us a couple of things that we needed to pick up for you.
Great. All right.
Yeah, it seemed like there was more than what we had on our list, so I wanted to make sure that we got the proper tax forms out for you, because it's a very generous donation. We appreciate you donating. It's really great what people like you can do for us.
Oh, yeah, that's no problem. You get the few bags, yeah, that's no problem.
Yeah, so we want to make sure that you get the proper write-off, you know? So we had, those couple of bags of, looked like old sports gear. Have some kids, you know, used to play some sports, some gloves and stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of bags of clothing, some old cleats and stuff.
Yeah, I don't remember any cleats, but if you got the bags, that's.
Yeah, we got all the stuff on the truck. I just want to make sure we have it all right. And then there were those old football jerseys. A couple of them had like grass stains on them. Looked like somebody had written on them.
Hold on.
They were kind of in a frame.
There was no jerseys with grass stains in those bags.
Well, we were told to just take the stuff right downstairs there.
Right downstairs in my man cave?
The sports stuff at the bottom of the stairs, yeah.
No. You cannot take those stuff. You talking about my Tom Brady signed autographed jersey?
Looked like somebody had written on it, yeah.
Yeah. That's a mistake. Yeah, you cannot take that. All right, that's a personal item of mine, and I can't give that one out.
Well, it looked like it was in excellent shape, and with the writing on there.
It was.
So.
It's worth some money. Yeah, so you cannot.
We'll make sure you get the full write-off on that. And then there are a bunch of, the old sports balls, all sorts of baseballs and footballs.
Yeah, you cannot touch those. Those are my personal favorite items. You cannot touch those.
Somebody had written on all of the stuff, it looked like.
Yes, because they are signed autographs by top-notch players.
Oh, yeah.
So
those are valuable.
Yes, they're very valuable.
You know what made it really easy to stack up on the truck, though? Because they were all in those nice, acrylic boxes. So that was really excellent.
You cannot take those.
Normally, you'd think they'd roll all over the place, you know?
I get where you're going, but you cannot take those. Those are not to take in, all right? So you have to bring those back.
Your wife told us to grab the sports stuff that was downstairs, and then she went off to watch.
And she told you to go into my man cave and take all my stuff, she knows better than that.
Yeah, she just kind of directed us downstairs, and she said she was going to go watch Real Housewives of Atlanta, so I don't know.
Listen, buddy, that's not the stuff that you need to take. I would like to have a personal check.
There was an old table. We had to get this old table out of there.
My pool table, too? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, there was some pool cues.
Yeah. Those, you
cannot. Very generous of you.
No, you have to bring those things back.
Well, that stuff's all in the truck already.
You have to bring those items back. Those particular items, I'm sorry, I cannot give you those particular items.
A couple of my guys, there was a nice basketball. They were shooting around in the driveway.
Pump it up a little. You know how hard it took for me to get these things? Listen. Okay, bud. I'll write you out a check right now.
Yeah.
Right now, this very second.
All right. Tell you what, Charlie. If you make the check out to Brian Bell at WROR.
Brian Bell? What?
Yeah, this is a Brian Bell buster, Charlie.
Oh, my God. Brian.
Yeah. Angela gave us a call, let us know it was your birthday, and thought we might be able to mess with you. Said that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, nobody's allowed in the man cave.
Oh, my God. You almost gave me a heart attack. Brian, you almost gave me a heart attack. Thanks, man.
So happy birthday. Man. Thank you for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show, and we can help you get Angela back on her birthday, too, if you want.
Oh, man, for sure. Thank you, Brian, man. Thank you.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.